Today's scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings chapter 11, verses 1 through 13.
今天我选读的经文是来自《列王记上》第11章1至13节。
We'll first read this responsively, first in English and then in Chinese.
我们会由英文读出，然后之后用广东话读出。
1 Kings chapter 11, verse 1. Now King Solomon loved many foreign women, along with the daughter of Pharaoh, Moabite, Ammonite, Edomite, Sidonian, and Hittite women. He had 700 wives who were princesses, and 300 concubines, and his wives turned away his heart. But Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites. Then Solomon built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and for Molech, the abomination of the Ammonites, on the mountain east of Jerusalem. And the Lord was angry with Solomon, because his heart had turned away from the Lord, the God of Israel, who had appeared to him twice. Therefore the Lord said to Solomon, since this has been your practice, and you have not kept my covenant and my statutes that I have commanded you, I will surely tear the kingdom from you and will give it to your servant. Let us read verse 13 together. However, I will not tear away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son, for the sake of David, my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem that I have chosen.
列王记上第一章第一节。所罗门王在法老的女儿之外，又宠爱许多外邦女子，就是摩甲女子、亚门女子、 以东女子、西顿女子、黑人女子。 所罗门有妃700，都是公主，还有嫔300。 这些妃嫔诱惑他的心，因为所罗门随从西顿人的女神阿斯他录和亚门人可心的神米纳公。 所罗门为摩甲可心的神基抹和亚门人可心的神摩洛，在耶路撒冷对面的山上建筑丘坛。耶和华向所罗门发怒，因为他的心偏离， 向他两次显现的耶和华以色列的神。 所以耶和华对他说，你既行了这事，不遵守我所吩咐你守的约和律例，我必将你的国夺回，赐给你的臣子。我们一起读第十三节，只是我不将全国夺回，因我仆人大卫和我所拣选的耶路撒冷还留一支派给你的儿子。
God bless the reading and hearing of his word.
愿神祝福听的和读的人。
Today we have the great privilege of having Reverend Jeffrey Jew bring today's message for us, the turn of the king.
我们今天很荣幸有周圣涵牧师为我们证道，题目是王的转离。
Turn this time over to him.
请牧师。
Church, it's great to be with you once again.
教会，我哋牧师好喜欢嚟到，好高兴嚟到呢度。
Let's pray.
我哋祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我哋感谢你嘅话语。
The power of your Spirit, may you bring your word to bear upon this congregation.
你嘅灵嘅能力嚟到呢个教会当中。
You bring comfort and also conviction.
你带来安慰同埋带来悔改。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
我哋咁祷告，奉主耶稣基督圣名祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
If you are a fan of Star Wars, you know all about Darth Vader.
如果你系星球大战嘅粉丝嘅话，你对于黑武士一定唔会陌生。
Even if you're not a fan of Star Wars, you probably know about Darth Vader.
就算你唔系星球大战嘅粉丝，你都会听过黑武士个名。
Anakin Skywalker was supposed to be the chosen one.
黑武士之前 是叫做亚纳根天行者，他 本应该是天选的天选之子。
He was gifted with immense power.
他拥有强大的能力。
He had a certain charisma about him.
还有非凡的魅力。
He became the leader of the good guy army and single-handedly took down large numbers of enemies.
他成为好人的军队的领袖，还有独自一个人是将大批的敌人打低了。
He was so talented with his fighting and his piloting abilities that he was dubbed a genius.
他的战斗力和驾驶技术是很精湛，所以人家说他是天才。
Of course, being branded the chosen one leads to lofty expectations.
当然，如果他被说为天选之子，会引来很多的期望、厚望呢？
There were high hopes for him.
有人对他有厚望。
He was supposed to lead the good guys into a golden age of peace.
He 应该带领好人呢走向和平一个黄金的时代。
He was supposed to destroy the bad guys.
He 应该是摧毁那些坏人。
And for a while, it looked like that was going to be the case.
有段时间看来好像有希望实现的。
Of course, his life becomes the story of tragedy.
但是这个亚纳金的天行者，他的生命变成一个悲剧了。
He ends up killing the good guys and ends up becoming the leader of the bad guy army.
他最终是杀了很多好人，成为一个坏人帝国的领袖。
So how did he go from being the chosen one to one of movie history's greatest villains of all time?
这个天行者怎么有一个从天选之子变成在历史上，在电影历史上最大的反派呢？
The thing is, Anakin didn't just wake up one day and say, I'm going to become evil.
不是天行者说有一天睡醒了，我要变坏。
If you watch the Clone Wars, you can pick up all the little bits and pieces in his life that lead to this transformation.
如果有睇《星球大戰》其他嘅續集，叫做《複製戰記》，你哋喺當中睇到人生中嘅點點滴滴啊。
His ambition, his lack of control, and his desire for power all lead to his downfall.
佢嘅野心，佢係失控，同埋佢對於權力嘅渴望咧，係引致佢嘅垮台。
Mark Dever, pastor of Capitol Hill Baptist Church, once said, A small difference in trajectory can make a big difference in destination. Sin often begins with what may feel like a minor concession, maybe an allowance for this shortcoming, or a brief indulgence for that desire, but that simple change of trajectory can set you on a course to a deadly destination.
國會生出一個牧師叫做馬克費德牧師，佢曾嗰、那個浸信會牧師曾經講過，人生嘅軌跡咧係好細微，係有好細微嘅分別嘅。當會造成一個結果嘅係有會巨大嘅分別。惡罪惡常常喺微小嘅當中咧，就喺妥協咧會引起依、這個喺缺點嘅容忍啊，或者對於慾望嘅短暫嘅放縱咧。啱啱就一啲簡單嘅小小嘅軌跡變咧，會引致我哋喺命運中嘅唔同嘅結果。
It was true for Darth Vader, and it was true for King Solomon.
對於黑武神嚟講，依個係真實嘅；對於所羅門嚟講，亦是如此。
In this passage, we see the downfall of King Solomon.
喺呢段經文，我哋睇到所羅門嘅垮台。
We see his turn.
睇見佢個改變。
And there were intense consequences.We'll be looking at two points here.
我哋睇兩點。
One, the king who turns, and two, the king who saves.
第一點咧就係王嘅轉離，第二點咧就係救贖主嘅王。
The king who turns and the king who saves.
由王嘅轉離，然後救贖主嘅王。
First point, the king who turns.
第一點，王嘅轉離。
King Solomon was really a great king.
所羅門是一個很偉大的王。
He was a magnificent king.
他是偉大的君王。
He was the heir to King David, and these are really high expectations to live up to.
他是大衛王的承繼人，也是很多人都有很高的期望。
But in the Bible's description of Solomon, I would argue that there are moments when it seems like Solomon is greater than his dad.
但是牧師認為呢，在聖經裡面對所羅門的描述呢，很多時候呢，所羅門其實比他的父親大衛王更加偉大哦。
Solomon was the total package.
所羅門是一個完美的典範。
Everything he did was a success.
所有他做的都是成功的。
He destroyed all rivals to his throne with quickness and with ease.
他對於他的王位的競爭者很快就摧毀他們了。
He had a large army of horses and chariots, which ironically he never had to use because his nation was always at peace.
他有一隊很強大的戰馬、戰車的軍隊，不過很諷刺的，他在这个国家一直在和平状态，其实都没有机会用到那些东西。
The kingdom of Israel actually grew the most geographically under Solomon's rule.
在所罗门的统治底下，以色列王国是领土扩张最大最迅速的。
Not only was he great at ruling, but he was also great at building.
他不单止在统治方面是很厉害，而且他在很擅长在建筑方面。
The golden temple in Jerusalem was one of the wonders of the ancient world.
耶路撒冷個金聖殿嘅依個建築咧，係古代奇蹟嘅之一。
Solomon literally built the earthly dwelling place for God.
由所羅門真係為咗神喺地上居住地上有一個居所。
He also built a large palace for himself.
都佢總之為咗自己或者佢啲妃嬪做一個好宏偉嘅宮殿。
He needed that palace to keep all of his riches.
佢要咁大宮殿，因為佢要擺好多佢自己嘅財富喺入邊。
Solomon was so rich that everything he touched turned to gold.
Solomon 很有錢，所以他好像點石成金，他掂到的都是變成黃金。
His kingdom was full of silver, gold, priceless jewels and treasures.
他在王國裡面，他有很多金銀，是很無價的珠寶和珍寶。
He has so much silver that it was actually considered worthless in his day.
他有很多銀，不過多到一個情況，那些銀都不值錢。
He was also just a really, really smart guy.
他是一個很聰明的人。
He had a comprehensive knowledge of plants and animals.
他對動物啊、植物啊都完全的了解。
He was a learned scholar.
他是一個博學的學者。
His philosophical writings are so insightful that even non-Christians give him his due.
他哲學的著作很多深見解，就算一些非基督徒的對於他的哲學都有高度的評價。
And he was a man of beautiful poetic words.
而且他擁有很優美的詩意的文字。
His love songs were songs that burned with romantic passion.
特別他寫的情歌是充滿浪漫激情。
He's got a PhD in the sciences, literature, and history.
他在科學、文學、歷史學中都有個博士學位。
But the thing that Solomon was really known for was his wisdom.
不過真正為人所知的所羅門呢，是他的智慧。
This was that unique gift that distinguished him from all others, a direct gift from God. Solomon was the wisest man in the world. People came from all over the world to hear what Solomon had to say, And when they heard his wisdom for themselves, sometimes it literally took their breath away. 1 Kings chapter 10.
有好多人喺世界地嚟听所罗门讲嘅教训，当佢听到神所罗门嘅智慧时，好多时候会惊叹，就好似喺列王记十章五节咁样。
You imagine if every time you said something, there was like a amen or an an agreement. People were that in awe of Solomon's words.
你谂下，如果你讲嘢嘅时候，有人好多时候讲话，哦，我阿门啊，或者好同意咁，咁人哋对于所罗门嘅智慧咧就感到好敬畏啊。
He was such a good king that people rejoiced in the glory of the kingdom.
佢系咁贤明嘅君王，所以人民咧都好对于国王咧好欢欣鼓舞。
First Kings chapter 8 says his own citizens blessed the king and went to their homes joyful and glad of heart for all the goodness that the Lord has shown to David his servant and to Israel his people.
喺列王记上八章六十六节佢就咁讲，他们都为王祝福。因见耶和华向他仆人大卫和他民以色列所施的一切恩惠，就都心中喜乐，各归各家去了。
Even the queen of Sheba, an outsider, blessed God for the happiness of Solomon's kingdom.
就算一个局外人，一个示巴女王，佢听到所罗门嗰啲事咧，就觉得感谢神。
On top of being such an amazing king, Solomon was a man of prayer.
所罗门王唔单止一个好卓越君王，佢对一个好虔诚嘅祷告者。
His prayer in 1 Kings 8 in dedicating the temple is one of the best prayers in the whole Bible.
喺列王记上八章二十二到三十五节，佢嘅祷告咧系奉献圣殿上嘅祷告，依个祷告喺圣经中系最精彩嘅祷告之一。
It has thanksgiving, it has confession, it has intercession, it has praise. Honestly, you can build an entire worship service around that one passage of prayer.
在那段经文里面，它包括有感恩啦，有悔改啦，有代祷啦，同埋赞美。真实讲，实际讲，如果你用这段经文去组织一个完整的敬拜仪式，是相当可以的。
Solomon was not just a great king, he was a godly king, and that's the point.
所罗门不单是一个伟大的君王，他是一个很虔敬的君王。
See, the thing about Solomon's turn is that we never really expect him to fail like he does.
所罗门所以在转变讲时，我哋从来都冇预料到佢会咁样失败嘅。
Anyone but Solomon。
但系，所其他人都可以失败，不过所罗门系唔会失败。
He's the last person that I could ever imagine falling into serious sin。
佢系世界上最后一个人会系落到喺罪当中嘅。
He's one of the best and wisest men in the world。
佢系世界上最优秀同埋最有智慧嘅人。
But the Bible teaches the doctrine of total depravity, which tells us that no one is free from the effects of sin.
But 圣经教导有一个系全然败坏嘅教导，系话俾我听，每一个人能够逃脱罪嘅影响。
We know that.
我哋知道。
But we also sometimes don't really believe it.
但系有时我哋唔想相信呢件事情。
Because I think most of us can admit that sin in the godliest people still shocks us. It still surprises us.
有时我哋想下。我哋都唔可以唔承认，呢啲喺一个敬虔嘅人喺身上，罪都可以令佢我哋觉得好惊讶嘅。
There's a part of us that doesn't want to believe that these men and women can fail。
有好多时候我哋觉得呢啲咁嘅敬虔人都系应该系唔会失败嘅。
But they do。
但系实际上佢哋会失败。
Solomon does。
就好似所罗门咁，佢就失败
了。You look at Solomon's life and you think he should have been immune to failure。
你睇所罗门嘅一生，你会觉得佢应该系免疫于个失败当中。
He was not only materially blessed, but he loved God so much.
佢唔单止喺物质上有神嘅祝福，而且系非常爱神。
Even his request for wisdom was so godly.
就算佢所罗门求智慧，系你觉得佢几虔诚去求智慧咧
？When was the last time you asked for wisdom in prayer?
你谂下我哋自己上一次我哋求智慧系乜嘢时候啊？
Just trace back all of your prayers from the past year.
想想去年整年你的祷告里面
Was wisdom a significant chunk of your requests?
你在你祷告中是不是有大部分是要求智慧的呢
Imagine if God came up to you and said, I will give you anything you want.
如果你想想神来到你面前他说神对你说你要什么我都会给你
How would you respond?
你会怎么回应啊
Would King Solomon's request for wisdom even be in the top 10 of your list?
咁样好似所罗门求智慧，会唔会喺你哋嘅祈求当中系头十名咧
？How could this man fail？
Solomon 呢個人點解會失敗呢？
See, like Anakin Skywalker's life in the Clone Wars, we see the bits and pieces throughout the story of Solomon's life.
咁你睇個複戰複製戰嘅嗰方，咁啊天行者嘅一生，我睇喺所亦都睇到所羅門嘅一生喺當中，係睇到佢嘅點點滴滴。
The author of First Kings is really clever in how he interweaves these things.
列王記上個作者佢好巧妙將啲事情咧交織在一齊。
Solomon marries Pharaoh's daughter in 1 Kings chapter 3.
在列王记三章一节，他说所罗门娶了法老的女儿，一个不信主的人。
Someone outside the faith.
一个不信主的人。
In 1 Kings chapter 6, the author makes a comparison between how long Solomon spends building his own palace compared to building the temple of God.
在列王记六章三十八到七章一节说，是比较所罗门去为神做的宫殿的时间，和为自己做宫殿的时间。
Solomon spends more time on his own house than on God's house.
然后所罗门用好多时间钱去建立他自己的宫殿，然后比较少的钱去建立神的圣殿。
In 1 Kings 3, Solomon would also go to worship at one of the high places of the Canaanites.
在列王记三章三到四章，所罗门呢去迦南地拜那些祭坛，去拜那些不是那些神。
God also told the kings of Israel to not build up a cavalry or accumulate excessive amounts of gold or silver in Deuteronomy 17.
神都是告诉以色列王所罗门说，不要建立个骑兵，也不要积蓄太多金银，就在申命记的七章十四到十七节这么说。
Of course, Solomon purchased tens of thousands of horses and chariots and gathered a lot of gold and silver.
不过你看到历史说，所罗门呢，他买了很多数以万计的战车啊，马匹啊，就是积聚好多金银。
It's these subtle clues that can get lost in the Bible's praise of Solomon, but they're painting a picture. And I think that what the author does is really genius.
然后你喺啲圣经里边细微嘅线索，可以知道所罗门嘅赞美嘅当中，可以被忽略咗嘅。但系喺呢个作者系描绘一幅画，我哋可以认为作者系一个天才。
In the middle of a glorious ascent to greatness, it's the little things.The things that most people won't notice that can cause the most destruction later on.
当一个王在一个辉煌的伟大的旅程中呢，有很多小小微不足道的小事，就是很多小小微不足道我们不注意的小事，最终可以造成一个最大的毁灭。
See, choosing godliness is not the kind of choice that we make only once in life and then everything else just falls into place automatically.
我们好像我们自己这样说，我们选择敬虔不是一生做一次就够，做出你的选择就一次够，其实是一切就以为我们做一切就可以水到渠成了。
This is something people will usually misunderstand about Solomon.
同样这些好像人去误解了所罗门一样。
They assume that once he chose wisdom, his success was guaranteed.
又觉得他一开始选择了智慧，他一定会成功。
Sadly, many people have the same misunderstanding about making a decision for Jesus Christ.
很可悲的，很多人就都同一样，当他们以为选择者耶稣一样有错误的误解。
They assume that once they have given their lives to Christ or prayed the sinner's prayer, they do not need to choose godliness ever again.
他们认为我们第一次一生将自己献给耶稣基督，我们做了罪人的第一次祷告，以后就不需要再敬虔神了。
But as Solomon said himself, every follower of God is called to keep following God.
就好像所罗门他自己说，每一个跟随神人都要被呼召继续去跟随神。
In Proverbs 3, he writes, My son, do not lose sight of these. Keep sound wisdom and discretion, and they will be life for your soul and adornment for your neck. Then you will walk on your way securely, and your foot will not stumble. But negatively, he says, Stop listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge.
好像在箴言第三章二十一至二十三节里讲，在正面的方面来看呢，他这样读就是，我儿要遵守真智慧和谋略，不可使他离开你的眼目，这样他必作你的生命，显颈项的装美色，你就当然行你就当然行踏，不致碰脚。在消极的方面来讲呢，他说我儿不可听了教训而又偏离知识的言语。
Now we come to the culmination of Solomon's decisions throughout his reign as king.
让我们来到所罗门是在位期间所做一切决定的巅峰。
Coming to today's passage, Solomon's turn away from God finds its roots in two things.
在今天经文中，我们看到所罗门背离离弃神，有两根源在两件事当中。
His wives and his worship.
是他的妻子 同埋佢嘅敬拜。
His wives and his worship.
係佢嘅妻子同埋佢嘅敬拜。
And the thing is, these two things are connected.
呢兩件事情係聯係一齊嘅。
One affected the other, and both caused the steep fall of this once remarkable king.
兩件事互相地影響對方，而且呢兩件最終令到呢位曾經係傑出君王係墮落咗啦。
His wives, verse 1.
他的妻子在第一節這樣說，
Solomon loved many foreign women.
所羅門寵愛很多外邦的女子。
But the passage isn't ambiguous about that number.
在這個文章裡面沒有含糊地說出這個數字。
Not seven wives, but 700.
不是七個老婆，是七百個老婆。
Not three concubines, but 300.
不是三個妾侍，是三百個妾侍。
It wasn't uncommon for kings in those days to take many wives, but Solomon's group is on a whole other level.
在那個時代，一個王娶很多個妻子，不是一個罕見事件，不過對於所羅門來講，這個另一，他根本在另一個層次當中。
The passage also isn't ambiguous about where these women are from. Not that it would have been better if they were Israelite women.
然後在經文裡都很清晰講出這些他的妻子是在哪裡來的，他們是不是以色列的 女子來的。
Moabites, Ammonites, Edomites, Sidonians, and Hittites, women from nations where God said, don't marry with them.
他們的太太，即是摩羅門的老婆呢，是摩押人啊、亞門人啊、以東人啊、西頓人啊，或者客人。這些女仔呢，神呢，都是曾經分過，不可以娶去來的，不僅只是。
But it wasn't just love.
這個不單只是愛情的問題。
In verse 2, the passage says he clung to these.In love.
在第二節裡面說到呢，所羅門是找緊的女子。
There's a connotation of attachment.
好像是一個依戀的含義。
It's the picture of man unable to let go of anyone.
好像一個男人沒辦法放棄任何女人一樣。
He's like a hoarder, except he's hoarding women.
他好像一個囤積者，即是收買佬一樣，他收買的是女人。
It's lustful and honestly quite sad.
佢係好充滿情慾，實際講。
But notice also that in verse 3 that it says that these wives were princesses.
仲有喺第三節講，呢啲女仔咧全部都係公主嚟嘅。
This is Solomon marrying for political reasons.
佢咁結婚咧係出於政治嘅原因。
The other side of these marriages was so that Solomon could establish peaceful relations between countries that normally want to fight each other.
另一方面來說，所羅門為什麼要跟這些外邦女子結婚呢？因為互相跟其他國家互相建立一個和平的關係。
Looking at this from a secular perspective, this is an amazing strategy, right?
在一個世俗的角度來說，這些這策略是相當好的。
Solomon is doing what he needs to establish peace, right?
由所羅門就是為了這些事去建立和平，是不是對的呢？
This is wisdom, right?
他是很聰明，即是做這些事就是很聰明，是不是對的呢？
See, here Solomon has already done a couple of things badly.
然後所羅門係曾經犯過好多次呢啲錯事。
In God's law, in Deuteronomy 7 and Exodus 34, he says that Israelites must not marry with non-covenant nations.
喺出埃及記34章嗰度講，神嘅規定咧，以色列人唔可以同非立約嘅國嘅通婚。
God was very clear in his commands.
由神嘅戒命好清楚啦。
But he also knew the hearts of people.
然後是對於人的心是很清楚。
They will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods.
好像聖經說，因為他必使你的兒子轉離，不跟從主，去侍奉別人。
Strike one.
這個就是所羅門。
But he also takes many wives.
不過第二個，他做娶了很多太太。
In Deuteronomy 7:17, Moses says that kings must not take many wives or his heart will be led astray.
在生命記17:17那裡呢，摩西說，君王不可娶多妻，否則他的心會偏離正路，不只是外邦妻子，而是太多妻子。
Not just foreign wives, but too many wives.
不單只是外邦妻子，是很多老婆。
Strike 2.
這個第二次的錯誤。
Finally, strike 3.
最後第三次的錯誤。
Solomon started to look like the other kings around him.
所羅門就好像其他不信神的國王一樣。
One way that the Israelite kings were supposed to be unlike the pagan kings around them was that they were supposed to remain as close as possible to the people. Deuteronomy 17.
然后在生命记十七节，以色列王应该就跟旁边的王是不一样的，然后应该尽量跟以色列人自己是一直有联结的关系。
Kings who had too much wealth would desire possessions and women more than they desire to serve God and his people.
所罗门有好过剩的财富，他有很多财产和女人，他渴望呢是胜过所有侍奉和他的人民。
Solomon collects all this wealth, he collects all these women, and we see that Solomon's desire to come out on top over all the other kings leads to this tragic fall.
我们看到呢，导致这个悲剧的产生呢，是所罗门去聚敛很多财富啊，俘虏很多女人，我们看到呢，所罗门渴望是凌驾于所有其他的王的身上。
Solomon is increasing his own value while devaluing all of these women.
所罗门将自己的价值提高，又将女人价值贬低。
I want you to think about this as if you are the woman.
如果你是其中一个所罗门的老婆的话，你会怎么想
呢？ And before we chide Solomon for his lust for women and even power, let's check our own hearts.
我们在责备所罗门贪恋女色权力之前呢，我们要想想省察自己的心。
What things in our lives are we clinging on to in love?
在我们生活中有什么我们执着我们爱的呢？
What are the things that we absolutely cannot live without?
有乜嘢我哋系绝对唔可以失去嘅咧
？Are we holding too tightly to the things of this world？
我哋系咪对于世界每件事情都好执着咧
？Are our lives a constant rat race of climbing the corporate ladder or making a lot of money？
我哋嘅生活系咪无止境嘅去追求升职同埋金钱同埋竞争咧
？Do possessions matter more to us than loving God and our neighbor? More than acting justly? More than loving mercy and more than walking humbly？With our God.
对于我们来讲，拥有财富是比爱神和爱邻舍，或者行公义、好怜悯、全心卑的心与神同行更加重要呢？
The second thing that turned Solomon away was worship.
第二件事令到所罗门离弃神的是敬拜。
Verses 4 through 8 talk about how these women turned Solomon's heart after other gods.
在第四到八节我们看到这些女人，即是她老婆，怎样令所罗门的心转向别的神。
He went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of the Sidonians.
他就转向亚斯他录，是西顿女神。
He went after Milcom, the abomination of the Ammonites.
他是转向米勒公，他们的亚门可憎的神。
Verse 7, he built a high place for Chemosh, the abomination of Moab, and for Molech, the abomination of the Ammonites.
在第七节，他都为摩押可憎的神基末和亚门可憎的神摩洛筑了坛。
The final nail in the coffin is verse 8. And so he did for all his foreign wives who made offerings and sacrificed to their gods.
由压倒骆驼最后一根稻草呢，就是第八节，他说他为那些向自己神烧香献祭的外邦女子，就是他娶来的妃嫔，也是这样行。
Ashtoreth was a fertility goddess, so maybe it makes sense for Solomon to worship a god of sex.
Ashtoreth is a 生育的女神，所以所罗门敬拜她都好像是合情合理。
Molech and Milcom are probably the same, and these were astral gods to whom human sacrifices were offered.
Molech 和米勒公都可能是同一神，他们的星神，即是我们看见星神，人家向他是献活人的祭物。
Chemosh was also probably an astral god, the chief deity of the Moabites.
然后呢，这个基摩呢，都是一个可能一个星神，是阿摩人的神。
The command, "You shall have no other gods before me," is broken by Solomon again and again and again, slowly and gradually, as his wives led his worship astray.
在出埃及记第二十章三节，神所吩咐，除了我以外，你不可有别的神。咁样咧，所罗门一次又一次，慢慢逐渐佢将呢啲嘅诫命打破咗。
What's interesting and ironic is that in the ancient world, polytheists, people who worshipped many gods, they would worship the gods of nations who had conquered their armies, or at least the gods of countries that were more powerful than their own.
喺好讽刺咁讲，喺古代世界，佢多神论者，佢会敬拜好多神，而且特别敬拜。曾经征服他们的军队的国家神，甚至或者去敬拜一些比他们更国家更强大的神。
Solomon worships the gods of people he has already conquered and already controls.
不過所門反過嚟，佢敬拜啲佢自己征服嘅人，即係俾佢弱嘅神嚟敬拜。
This makes no sense.
依個毫無道理。
And maybe that's the point.
依個就係關鍵。
Solomon's idolatry just doesn't make sense.
所羅門對於嘅偶像崇拜根本係講唔通嘅。
Idolatry, when you come to think about it, just doesn't make sense.
由我哋個偶像敬拜，我哋諗諗應該係講唔通嘅，冇道理嘅。
Because in its simplest form, idolatry is giving your time and your love to something that we think will satisfy us, but ultimately will never truly satisfy us.
因為最簡單嚟講，講偶像敬拜最簡單式就係將你嘅時間同埋愛去投入去敬拜啲，去希望佢能夠滿足你嘅需要。但真正講，嗰啲咁嘅偶像唔可以滿足我哋嘅需要。
Friends, what are your idols?
朋友，大家，你嘅偶像係乜嘢咧？
Have you thought about this?
你有冇谂过
？You probably heard this quote over and over again. We are all worshiping something.
你可能听过好多次，我哋都拜一啲嘢。
And it's true.
呢个系真嘅。
If you're not worshiping God, who or what are you bowing your knees to?
如果你唔系敬拜真神嘅话，你而家又向边个屈膝敬拜咧
？Some of you have grown up in church and you know a lot about God and the Bible.
你可能有啲人喺教会长大，或者你对神同埋圣经知识好了解。
But some of you don't love God.
或者有啲人你唔爱神咧。
You don't love God the way you're supposed to.
你或者你唔爱神，用神嘅方法去爱神咯。
For some of you, it'll be women or men that your heart goes after.
或者你有啲人系追逐男人、女人或者男人。
And the lust of the opposite sex or the same sex won't drive you to building high places, but maybe it has led you to pornography.
你唔会好似所罗门讲追逐女性去做一张坛。不過咧，你追逐男性或者就會引致你接觸色情。
Maybe you're idolizing your relationship or having a relationship or the person you are in a relationship with。
或者你正在喺盲目去敬拜你而家戀愛嘅關係，或者喺而家當中就喺戀愛關係當中。
If God is not the center of your worship, He will tear away your little kingdom because He has commanded you what to do regarding worship。
因為如果神唔係你敬拜嘅中心嘅話，神會將嗰啲其他你所敬拜嘅都會摧毀，因為咧神已經命定教我哋點去敬拜。
Think about your time.
想想你嘅時間。
How much time are you devoting to God?
有冇幾多時間你係俾神嘅咧
？Look at how Solomon's heart was torn in multiple directions.
由所羅門身咧嘅心咧係被撕裂係幾個方向。
Maybe that's what you're feeling today.
或者就係我哋而家嘅感覺，今日感覺。
You have all these priorities on your mind, and you just feel so split.
我哋喺腦裏邊有好多唔同優先嘅事項，我哋嘅感覺就會被分裂啦。
How much time do you spend reading the Bible?
你用咗幾多時間去讀經
？How much time do you spend in your devotionals?
你用咗幾多時間去靈修
？Or scrolling through apps and messages on your cell phone, dominating all of your free time?
或者你嗰啲空閒時間係去玩個程式，去玩個手機咧
？Is entertainment taking up all of your free time?
娛樂係咪佔據你嘅空閒時間好大部分呢
？You don't need to build high places like Solomon did.
你唔使好似所羅門咁為嗰啲偶像建壇。
If you're spending all your time on something less than God, you are an idolater.
如果你將所有時間花喺一啲比神更低嘅事情上，其實你就係拜偶像。
This is not to say that the things that God has given to us are not good.
依個唔係話神俾我哋啲嘢係唔好喎。
But if God, if your heart has made this a priority.Something that you cannot live without. At the sacrifice of time with God, you have cheapened your life.
如果你將個心咧，將啲事情放喺第一位，然後咧喺你生活中話覺得嘅事情咧係不可缺少，又犧牲咗同神相處嘅關係咧，你啲生命就覺得變得廉價。
Friends, what are you living for?
朋友，你活著係為咗什麼咧
？Who are you living for?
你係為誰而活咧？
Here's where we learn one very important lesson, a lesson that's found from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the end.
喺度我哋可以學到非常嘅重要教訓，呢個教訓係聖經裏頭從開頭到結尾貫穿宗旨嘅。
Sin is where the heart is.
罪就係心，喺心裏邊有咩罪就喺嗰度。
Even the greatest spiritual gifts will not keep us from sin if our hearts turn away from God.
就算我哋有神最伟大嘅属灵恩赐，都冇办法阻止我哋犯罪。如果我哋心系远离咗神嘅话
，There's a warning to all of us。
一个系对于我哋嘅警告。
Many times we think we're doing okay because we've mastered theology, or we're serving the poor, or we're giving to Christian churches and organizations, or we're teaching Bible studies.
很多時候我們覺得我們做得很不錯、哦、因為我們可能好對神學很精通、啊、或者我們是服務的窮人、啊、或者我們捐錢給教會或者其他組織，我們 在教會的、教研受聖經這樣。
But we haven't done the hard work.
但是我們最艱難的工作我們沒有做到。
The grind.
就是檢視自己。
Looking into our own hearts and checking all the places where we've turned away from God.
就是檢查自己，檢查我自己有哪裡是遠離神呢？
It doesn't have to be the big ones.
不一定是很大的问题。
All it takes are the bits and pieces that are ignored.
可能就是一些很少、很容易被忽略的点点滴滴。
It's like the game of Jenga, where a tower of blocks is set up, and each person has to take one block out from the lower section and put it on top. So was Solomon's life.
就好像一个游戏叫层层叠一样，有些积木呢会搭起个塔，然后每个人在个塔底下。拿一嚿積木出嚟，然後再放喺個塔上邊，呢、这個就好似所羅門咁嘅人生一樣啦。
Each wife, each concubine, each idol of worship became blocks that were taken out and could no longer support the structure.
每一個所羅門嘅每一個妻子、每一個妾侍同埋每一個偶像都成為呢個積木裏邊一部分。佢攞出嚟之後咧，就冇辦法支撐呢個塔啦。
Verse 11, his kingship was ripped out from under him.
喺第十一節佢講。他的王權就是被剝奪了。
Remember this, the same man who was wise enough to build a house for God was so foolish that he ended up building high places for pagan gods.
你在讀聖經記得，這個是很有智慧的神，為神去建造聖殿，不過他現在是這麼愚蠢，最終是為異教的神建造一些竹的壇。
Now hear this as if you were Israel.
然後你聽以色列人的角度來看，
First Kings was written to God's people in exile.
然后这个第一列王的第一章是写给坐在流亡中的以色列民。
Sure, they could take the easy route and just blame Solomon.
不过那些以色列人很简单就一个捷径就说直接怪罪所罗门。
It's his fault that we're in this mess.
是所罗门的错，我们才落到如此的境地。
We're not in our home. Our place of worship has been destroyed, and now we're being tortured and forced to assimilate into another people group. It's all Solomon's fault.
那些以色列人说，我们无家可归，敬拜的墙都被摧毁，我们要遭受的折磨，被迫去融入其他的民族，这些都是所罗门的错。
And they're not exactly wrong.
他们不是一定错啊。
Solomon as king had responsibility to lead the nation, and when he failed, he brought about the eventual destruction of Israel.
Solomon 身为以色列的王，他有责任领导国家。当他失败的终结导致以色列的灭亡。
It's after this passage that God starts to raise up enemies against Solomon and Israel.
在这段经文之后，神就兴起敌人去对抗所罗门和以色列。
But wouldn't Israel also recognize their own failures, their own idolatry?
不过以色列人有没有去认清他自己失败原因，以及认清自己对偶像敬拜的原因呢？
You see, it's easy to point out the mistakes of our leaders and pick on our leaders.
这个很容易是将我们领袖的错误是指出来。
It's easy to point our fingers at them and wash our hands of any responsibility.
而是很容易指责他们，由我们推卸自己的责任。
But the Bible is not so simple.
由圣经不是那么简单。
And neither is life.
還有我們生命都不是那麼簡單。
You have a responsibility for your own actions.
我們要為了自己行為是負責任。
Israel's failure was not just their king's fault.
以色列失敗不單止是他的王的錯。
There were prophets everywhere speaking God's word, calling them to repent.
然後在各地神，以色列各地都有先知講，呼籲他們悔改。
Repent and the bad stuff won't happen.
悔改，災禍就不會發生了。
Repent and you won't be exiled.
悔改你就不会被逐离
了。Repent.
悔改。
But they don't.
但是以色列人没有这么做。
In the end, it's not just the king who turns, but the entire nation.
最终不单只是那个王以色列所罗门是变离神，而是整个以色列王，整个国都是远离神。
The people in exile should have seen themselves in King Solomon.
那些流亡的以色列民在他们自己当中看到所罗门的影子在身上。
Maybe not 700 wives and 300 concubines, but 1,000 other things that drew their hearts away from God.
或者他们不像所罗门有
It wasn't until they were exiled that they recognized how far that they turned away from God when they were surrounded by their enemies, feeling as if God had abandoned them.
直至他們被流亡的時候,他知道神拋棄了他們,他意識到神已經遠離了他們,然後很多敵人包圍他們。
Friends, will it take you being exiled for you to acknowledge the depth of your sin?
然後當你是被流亡的時候,知道你自己的罪,你的死?
Are there people in your lives whom you think this person can never fall into such disgrace?
你有沒有想過,有一些人是從來都不會跌倒的?
Is the story of Solomon a tragedy that you reserve only for other people and not yourself?
你會覺得所羅門這個悲劇是只為所羅門而設,不是為其他人而設的呢?
Maybe that person is you.
或者所羅門就是你自己了。
The old adage is we start falling into sin long before we ever fall into disgrace.
以前有些古語有云,就是早在我們蒙羞之前,我們就開始犯罪了。
What compromises have you been making for your sinful actions?
對於你的罪惡,有什麼你做過,有什麼妥協呢?
What excuses have you been coming up with for your hateful thoughts?
你在仇恨你的人的時候,是找出什麼藉口呢?
As you look back on your days, reflect on the little concessions that you've been making that could snowball into a full-blown avalanche.
你再回想舊時所有的事情,一些小小的讓步,會成為一個雪球滾滾一樣。
Don't make the mistake of excusing the little sins.
不要為了小的罪,而是找出藉口。
And remember that no matter who you are always in a power of influence.
請記得,無論是誰,你都有影響力。
King Solomon might have ruled over and influenced Israel, but you have influence too, whether it's over your children, your co-workers, your bosses, your employees, your neighbors, or your friends.
所羅門他的統治力可以影響到整個以色列,但你也有影響力,你可以影響你的弟弟,你的同事,你的老闆,你的鄰居,朋友。
So I ask, like Israel, do you see yourself in King Solomon?
我想問大家,你是好像以色列那樣,你看不看到所羅門的影子在你自己身上呢?
So we talked about the king who turns, but now we're talking about the king who saves.
我們之前都是說離棄神的君王,現在我們講到一個救贖的君王。
God is not happy.
神是不開心。
The author emphasizes that God appeared to Solomon not once, but twice, telling him not to go after other gods. But Solomon disobeyed multiple times.
又在經文裡講過,神不單止一次向所羅門,而是兩次,而且告訴你,不要跟隨別的神,所羅門就多次都違背了。God
has every right to punish Solomon with total destruction.
神有完全的權柄去毀滅,摧毀所羅門。
You didn't keep my covenant.
你沒有守我的約。
You didn't do what I told you to do.
你沒有遵行我的吩咐。
I gave you all of these things and this is how you honor me?
我給你所有一切,你難道這樣來尊崇我嗎?
How a king goes, so will his people.
王怎樣,他的民亦都是怎樣。
It is no surprise that the people of Israel fell deeper and deeper into syncretism and worship of foreign gods when their leader, Solomon, indulged in so many foreign wives who eventually turned his heart towards other gods.
以色列民就跟外邦的宗教融合在一起, 拜外邦的神又越陷越深,不出奇,所以以色列領袖所羅門是鍾情所有外邦的女子,最終他的心就轉向別神。
Solomon builds high places for gods in which worship involved orgiastic practices, prostitution, and child sacrifice.
所羅門為所有諸神建造的幽壇,在敬拜當中就包括有鍾情的狂歡,有賣淫,有同祭。
Solomon showed his failure as a king, but his failure does not end the kingship.
所羅門在他的王的身份中失敗,但是他的失敗不要帶來王位的終結。
See, this is a depressing passage, but there is a glimmer of hope.
這段經文很靈掌上,不過有看見一線的希望。
Verse 13, however, I will not tear away all the kingdom, but I will give one tribe to your son for the sake of David, my servant, and for the sake of Jerusalem that I have chosen.
在第11章13節他這樣說, 只是我不将全国夺回，要因我仆人大卫和我所选择的耶路撒冷，还留一支派给你的儿子。
God is the king who saves, and he didn't abandon the Davidic covenant.
神是一个拯救的王，他没有放弃大卫的约。
He honors his commitment, and out of that one tribe comes the chosen one, the Son of God.
神信守他的约，从大卫的支派中蒙拣选的神，诞生个拣选的神。
You see, King Solomon abandoned his kingly duties of being near to his people because of his wealth and his great desire for wives and possessions, but God commits to his kingship by drawing near to us.
你可以看到一个相反的对比，就是所罗门他因为财富和妻子和他的财产，他有强烈希望呢，就放弃了和以色列人的亲近，还有他有自己的职责，但是神透过耶稣基督承诺领个王权。
The incarnation of Jesus Christ is a reminder to us that we have a king who was not afraid to enter into humanity, but who comes because he loves us.
然后耶稣基督的道成肉身提醒我们有一个是不怕进入人类的王，他来呢为了爱我们。
See, Solomon's life was a tragedy.
你看，所罗门的一生是一个悲剧。
But there was another king whose life was also a tragedy.
另外一个王的一生都是一个悲剧。
The difference is that there were no bits and pieces of idolatry.
不过不同的地方就是，另外一王在他生命中没有一点点的敬拜偶像。
There were no bits and pieces of moral failure.
最后这个王在他道德上没有一点点的缺失。
But what we do see is bits and pieces of death.
不过我只看到这个王在生命中是一点点的死亡。
As Jesus continues in his ministry, we see his large group of disciples start to dwindle down.
当你看到圣经来讲，耶稣基督的事工继续的时候，你看到大批的门徒开始慢慢减少了。
We see them turning away as he talks about the cost of following him.
当我们看到跟随耶稣的时候，是需要付上代价。
What they didn't realize was that the cost was actually his life.
不過那些門徒不知道那個代價是要就是他的生命。
Notice where Solomon builds his high place in verse 7.
在第七節到所羅門就提到他在哪裡建造他的替那些人建造他的丘壇呢？
The mountain east of Jerusalem.
耶路撒冷東邊的山。
This was the Mount of Olives.
這個就是橄欖山。
This place might sound familiar to you.
這個地方橄欖山是否對於你來講聽得很熟悉的呢？
It's all over the New Testament.
是在福音書裡面所都有見報的了。
When Jesus actually goes there on the night of his betrayal.
在耶穌被賣那晚呢，耶穌就去到那裡山腳底下。
What's more is that at the foot of the mountain was the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus prayed to the Father before he would be taken by Jewish leaders, sold out by one of his closest friends.
在那晚耶穌去到那個客西馬園，瑪利園就是橄欖山底下呢，那裡向天父禱告，然后呢，他被犹太人领袖带走，然后是被他一个亲密的朋友出卖。
Where Solomon builds his place of idol worship, Jesus comes to die and set right our worship.
在橄榄山，所罗门建造所有偶像敬拜的丘坛，不过耶稣就是在那里受死。
Where Solomon fails as a pagan deity worshipping king, Jesus prepared to die as the rightful king.
由当所罗门他是敬拜，是因为敬拜异教的神是失去个王的时候呢，耶稣基督是以合法的君王身份去死了。
Where the gods of sex and child sacrifice were being set up, Jesus says, Father, not my will, but yours be done.
就是那个地方，所罗门建立的祭坛是献那些铜祭和设立的那些假神敬拜的地方，在那个地方耶稣就说，父啊，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。
Where Solomon bowed his knee to many gods, Jesus bowed his head in prayer and on the cross as the Son of God.
在一个地方，所罗门去那些众神的假神跪拜的时候，耶稣是以神的身份低头祷告，还有钉死在十字架上面。
Another interesting thing about the Mount of Olives was that this was where Jesus ascended into heaven.
关于橄榄山另一个有趣事，就耶稣在升天，就在那里升天了。
Where the dead gods were once before, now stood the living God, conquering sin and death.
喺嗰度有啲咁嘅假嘅神咧，死嗰嗰度时咧，喺嗰阵时咧，耶稣就系嗰个永生神嘅耶稣咧，就喺嗰度战胜咗罪同埋死亡。
Our God is not made by human hands.
我哋嘅神唔系人手所造。
He's not in a grave.
佢唔喺坟墓里边。
He's alive.
他活着。
He is reigning right now over everything.
他系统领一切。
Friends, do you know of this great King, the perfect King, who was wholly true to God the Father and was without sin or idolatry?
朋友，你认唔识呢伟大嘅君王咧？佢完美嘅君王，完全忠于父神，冇罪孽，冇有敬拜偶像。
King Solomon was the man who went after many women and worshipped other gods.
所罗门系一个追求好多女人嘅，同埋敬拜别神。
Jesus was the man who died so that his one woman, the bride, would worship the one true God.
耶稣是舍命为了其唯一的女人，就是教会，就是个新娘，是敬拜神，独一真神。
I'm going to read from John chapter 4. A woman, believe me, the hour is coming when neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem will you worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We worship what we know, for salvation is from the Jews. But the hour is coming and is now here.When the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and truth, for the Father is seeking such people to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth.
就好似《约翰福音》第十四章二十一至二十四节佢咁讲：妇人，你当信我，时候将到，你们拜父也不在这山上，也不在耶路撒冷。你们所拜的，你们不知道；我们所拜的，我们知道，因为救恩是从犹大人出来的。时候将到，如今就是了。那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实拜他，因为父要这样的人拜他。神是个灵，所以拜他的必用心灵和诚实拜他。
Jesus is the center of Christian worship.
耶稣是基督徒敬拜的中心。
We are to do all that he commands because he died for us and he loves us, and this is how we demonstrate our love to him.
我们是应该遵行我一切教训，因为耶稣基督为了我们而死，爱我们到这个地步，我们应该用我们的方式爱他。
We have a new heart, a heart that does not want to go after other gods because we have been changed by the Holy Spirit.
我们信了耶稣之后，我们有一个新的心，我这个心心是不会跟从别的神，因为我们已经被圣灵改变了。
We eagerly await the coming of the glorified King, and then we labor to build the kingdom, proclaiming the gospel and seeking the betterment of those around us.
我们很热切地等候荣耀的君王耶稣基督再次降临，而且努力建立神的国度，传扬福音，并寻求周围的人的福分。
We should turn from idols and serve Jesus Christ.
我们是离弃偶像去服侍耶稣基督。
Whether we like it or not, we all have kingly roles in our lives.
无论我们喜欢与否，我们在人生中都扮演一个王的角色。
Are you imitating the king who turns or the king who saves?
那你想效法哪个王呢？是效法转离神的所罗门王，或者效法一个拯救救赎主的王呢？
Friends, unlike the world around us, we have a great hope.
朋友，我们在这个世界当中，我们有一个很大的盼望。
We look forward to the day when Jesus will come back.
我们是期望耶稣基督再来，再耶稣基督再来的一天。
We know that he will return as the true glorified king.
他会将一个真正君王的身份来到。
At the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord.
就好像腓立比书二章十至十一节咁讲，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名，无不屈膝。无不口称耶稣基督为主，只荣耀归于父神。
Those who do not trust in Jesus will be torn away for all eternity.
那些是不信耶稣的，是总永远被与永恒分别。
We will all realize the futility of building idols here when we behold the glorified Messiah.
我们意识到去建造一些无谓的偶像是徒劳的，因为我们见到仰望荣耀的尼赛亚的时候。
There is only one true God who deserves all of our worship, and when he comes and again in glory, we will truly see why.
我们只有一位真神是配得我们所有敬拜，在他地上荣耀中再次降临的时候。
We will gather in the New Jerusalem declaring, Worthy is the Lamb, serving the one who made us, the one who saves us, the one who died for us.
我们在新耶路撒冷的聚集，我们会宣告配得的羔羊是侍奉我们创造我们的救赎我们的。
Until he comes again, we have this great truth.
他再来有一个真理，伟大的真理。
Solomon's tragedy ended in the destruction of a nation.
所罗门的悲剧是一个国家的灭亡来做告终。
And Jesus' tragedy ended in his resurrection and giving us new life.
耶稣的悲剧是他的复活和给予我新生命而告终。
We learn how to say no when we know what is our ultimate yes.
我们有时候会学到怎样对人说不，不过我最重要是向是对哪个是说是可以的。
A wise pastor once said that to me, and for me, someone who has a hard time saying no to a lot of tasks, to doing things when people ask me, to taking on too much responsibility, to falling into the idolatry of busyness and workaholism, these were the words that knocked me backwards. Like when Jesus was about to be arrested, and he said, I am he, and he knocked the army backwards.
然后有一位牧师对周牧师曾经这样说，因为周牧师是一个很难拒绝人家要求的人，或者很难拒绝很多任务，很难拒绝人家要求他做事，很难拒绝担任太多责任的，这样会令到周牧师呢是陷入一个忙碌和工作狂 的情况底下。在那种情况呢，当听到这个牧师跟他讲时，他就会豁然大悟，就好像耶稣被逮捕的时候呢，他跟那班兵讲我就是的时候呢，那些军队就退后了。当周牧师听到这些话的时候呢，他觉得就耳目一新，令人很信服，就是这样
说。 It was so refreshing and convicting to hear.
这些事呢，他听到呢就是耳目一新，而且很令人信服。
Friends, what do you need to say no to? But more importantly, what is your ultimate yes?
朋友，你需要知道你应该向什么说不，不过更重要，你要知道向什么说是。
If you're here for the first time or you're not a Christian, I'm glad you're here. And here's my invitation to you.
如果你是第一次来到这里的话，或者你不是基督徒的话，我很高兴你来到这里，这些是我对你的邀请。
You've heard this story about a king who lost his kingdom because he tried to go after worldly success.
你听到刚才个王的故事，一个王追求俗世的成功而失去他的王国。
One day, the things that you love, the things that you worship will disappoint you.
有一天，你所爱的或者你所崇拜的东西，事情都会令到你失望。
But what if those disappointments are pointing to something greater, someone greater?
这些令你失望的事其实会指向一个更大的事或者更大的人。
You see, your heart was always meant to go after and love Jesus.
你看看，我们的心其实一直是要想去跟随耶稣基督和爱他。
Have you found the one whom your soul loves?
你曾经你找到一个你所灵魂所爱的人吗？
Is Jesus' delight in you enough?
现在耶稣基督对你的喜悦是足够吗？
Do the things of this world pale in comparison to the one who made you in this entire world?
由于创造世界，整个世界和那一位耶稣基督相比，这个世界上所有的事都黯然失色。
See, when we look at Solomon and his kingdom, we see a king who turned because he started amassing his own kingdom.
你可以看到好所罗门他的和他王国，你听到王的时候开始追积造他自己王国而转变。
More wealth, more wives, more power.
更多的财富，更多的妻子，和更多的权力。
Solomon tried to increase his own value by devaluing women.
所罗门尝试透过贬低女性价值来提高自己价值。
But in Christ we see a king who not only reigns with perfection, but gives us his kingdom.
不过在基督里面，我们看到一位王，他不单止完美的方式是统治，而且他将个国度赐给我们。
He lowered himself to give you his value, his worth.
然后耶稣基督谦卑自己，将他的价值给你。
He has died for you.
他为你死。
He is the King who saves.
他是拯救的王。
Will you follow him?
你愿意跟随他吗？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your salvation.
天父，我们感谢你的救恩。
May we never lose the wonder and marvel of the good news.
我们可以真的很奇异你的救恩的信息。
May we never become bored of the fact that we are sinners in need of salvation and you have given that to us.
我们会向前打一步，知道我们是救，我们罪人，我们需要神你的救恩。
I pray for Covenant of Grace Church. That they would grow in maturity in the truth of the gospel.
That
they would love others and love you. We thank you for the ways you have acted faithfully in the midst of this congregation. We thank you for bringing Pastor Jin here. May you bless him and his family and their ministry here. We thank you for all the faithful leaders who serve here. By the power of your Spirit, may you help them to grow greater in unity and in peace. We thank you and pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.